Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution. He's now in Washington, D.C. Michael, Dexter Filkins of the New York Times there told us about the fragile but undeniable progress that's been made in Iraq. I wonder if you can talk about the election here in the U.S. now. How has this more stable Iraq come to play in the U.S. presidential campaign?
Well, on the one hand, it has reduced the visibility of the issue and of the disagreement between the candidates, because at this point, we're all in agreement that Iraq is going better than it had been. And Senator McCain, therefore, thinks that we can get out perhaps more quickly than he would have previously thought, because in part the surge has been vindicated and his own view has been vindicated. Senator Obama says, by contrast, that he's vindicated because it's now possible to get out more quickly. And in fact, Iraqi politicians almost seem to be agreeing with him. So that suggests a convergence of the candidates. On the other hand, there still is quite a stark difference between Obama saying he wants with complete clarity and firmness all the combat brigades of the United States out of Iraq by May 2010, and McCain arguing for flexibility and suggesting it may take an entire first term of his presidency to get even, let's say, two-thirds of the combat forces out.
All right. Well, Iraq, for many people, is no longer front and center. The economy seems to be front and center as a campaign issue. But I wonder if you could take us back a bit, because it wasn't that long ago that Iraq really did seem to influence the campaign, particularly the primaries. Remind us of those key moments when Iraq was front and center and how it has influenced the campaign.
Well, I actually think in the presidential campaign, there's only been one real turning point, and that was essentially the surge. And so when every Democrat announced for president, every single one said the Iraq war was going badly and needed to be ended. But Obama was certainly of the major candidates to the left of Hillary Clinton, who had voted for the war and wanted to be pragmatic and centrist in how she managed things going forward.
Let's stop with Obama for one second. It was January 17th, 2007, that Senator Obama declared his candidacy. The headlines of that day were from Iraq. Here was the headline, 70 killed in Baghdad University bombings. Things not going well there. The next day, January 18th, Hillary Clinton comes out against the troop surge. Then in April 1st, 2007, John McCain strolls through Baghdad Market. That was the headline, accompanied by 100 soldiers, three Blackhawks, two Apache gunships. This is before the surge formally began, correct?
You're right. The surge essentially unfolded over the course of that entire first half of 2007, because it took until June for all of the additional surge brigades to arrive. But the strategy was changed during the winter, and gradually that played out over the next 6 months.
Michael, do you believe that the American public right now still puts as much importance on where the candidates stand on Iraq as they might have during the primaries?
There's no doubt that Iraq has diminished in visibility and centrality in this campaign, both because the Iraq war is going better, as well as because the Afghanistan war is going worse, and because, of course, the economy is going much less well than believed or expected a year ago. But I think that we have to remember that American voters tend to be pretty interested in national security issues when choosing a commander-in-chief. And you could go back to the year 2000, when we were in a pre-9/11, post-Cold War environment, and George W. Bush wanted to run primarily on a domestic agenda, but he chose Dick Cheney and named Colin Powell essentially as top advisors in waiting prior to the election, and that seemed to help him quite a bit establish his credibility as a leader. And so I would argue that national security is always an important issue, and that anyone who assumes it's now sort of off the radar screen could be surprised by November.
Well, of course, it also depends on to what extent people associate Iraq with our national security.
Well, there's no doubt that the national security agenda is much broader than Iraq. And of course, even looking at Iraq, some people will decide that Senator Obama has a better plan and some will decide that McCain does. But I think what we cannot easily assume is that the national security issue writ large will be off the table. And certainly Iraq will still have more than 100,000 U.S. combat troops in its country at that time of our elections. So Iraq is going to be very important. There's just no two ways about it.
Michael O'Hanlon is senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution. He spoke to us from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much, Michael.
Thank you.